Today is Friday, May the 29th, 152th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, simple country therapist Luke.
Soon to be June.
Oh, I thought you were.
That's my new
soon
name.
To be.
My new name.
June, yeah.
Yeah. Going for the surgery.
Okay.
No.
Oh,
29,
boy.
Month is gone.
Blink.
Summer's just around the corner.
Yeah, fog's here.
Fog's here.
It might be here already.
That's right. Summer's around the corner. Fog's here.
Oh, you got our quote to jumpstart the morning?
Actually, I got several, and they're interesting.
Oh, boy. I hope so.
Well, they are, I'll tell you why.
Go ahead. There's
not
no,
now.
There's no break now.
Oh, there's no break now?
No, we just, yeah.
Oh, we just seamlessly go
we
right to the
quotes? We dispensed with that because people were so anxious to hear from you.
Oh, get a grip. No, there's a couple things here. I was thinking about this when I was reading these about what Mom told me. Mom told me, don't rain on other people's parades, you know, be happy for their stuff, right? So I was looking at these quotes here, and one of them is, few men have natural strength to honor a friend's success without envy. Aeschylus said that. But my mother trained me to do that, and it's worked out very nicely. There might be some credit in being jolly. That was Charles Dickens. And then from Blaise Pascal, kind words do not cost much. They never blister the tongue or lips. They make other people good-natured. They also produce their own image on men's souls, and a beautiful image it is. Well, that's kind of balanced by something else I was told. You can get more with a kind word and a gun than a kind word alone.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, if you celebrate other people's success without getting all tangled up in jealousy, envy, or competition, you're paying attention to them.
We do sports teams. We celebrate their victory. Now, as a fan.
Oh.
We celebrate their accomplishments.
But then you trash the other side.
Yeah.
That's what urban riots are about.
You know the thing I don't understand? The guys and gals who will riot when they win.
Yeah. It's just runaway testosterone. It's just run amok. It's like you watch little kids in a sandbox when they get frustrated. They pound their hands and their feet in the sand. The sand flies up and gets in their eyes and gets in their sandbox playmates' eyes, blah, blah, blah. It's a temper tantrum. And it comes from unrestrained excitement of some sort. You know, good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter much. But, you know, trashing your community because you win. You know, breaking plate glass windows. Hey, we won. Bang. It's just unrestrained. It's no discipline.
I've always thought that it's an excuse. It's an opportunity for those
To vent all the pent-up stuff that they haven't talked about or done anything about beforehand, right?
That's
pent-up stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as a lot of domestic fighting. People go into a knockdown, drag out. I'm missing my metaphors here. And it isn't about whatever's gone on. That's just the tip of the iceberg. It's all the stuff that they haven't talked about for days or weeks or months. And then all of a sudden there's a trigger and bang, the trap door's open and everything gets unloaded all at once. So that's what I think about urban rioting when we win. It's just an excuse, like you said, to get rid of all the built-up stress and tension and feelings.
It's 8:19.
It is.
Best Spanish language station on the North Coast is Juan 790. Tune in to 790 AM for great music, sports from ESPN, and CNN News en Español. If you're a business owner, ask Juan to connect you with the Spanish-speaking community. You'll be glad you did. Visit Juan online at juan790.com or give us a call at 442-5744. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
KINS, News and Information. information time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with, oh, darn, the whole week.
I just wanted to say, I just flashed through my mind what a pleasure it's been doing this with you for the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, it is fun.
It is. It's been an interesting education, conversation, beneficial, amusing, and stimulating for me.
That's a big bar to hit.
Well, I practiced that.
Okay.
But it's been all those things, yeah.
Well, hopefully we can continue adding to it for the next whatever period of time.
As long as you keep it at 8 o'clock on Friday, I'm up for the game one time a month.
Oh, where does envy come from?
Envy.
I mean, if you have it for somebody, it doesn't change you.
Jealousy is about somebody's got a person you want. Envy is about somebody's got stuff that you want. And that all comes from low self-esteem and not valuing who you are, where you're going, how you're going to get there, what you have of your own, for example. So if I see somebody driving a Lamborghini or a Ferrari.
They saw a Tesla last night.
Oh, did you? In town?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It didn't have the license plate on the back. It had the paper plate, so I don't know if it was a brand new.
Yeah.
Or what.
Did you get a chance to see it close?
It was.
Or passing by.
I was turning on to West in Eureka, and they were turning the other way.
Yeah.
So they were two lanes over.
Passing.
Nobody was in between, so I got to see it.
Cool.
Yeah, black.
So that's kind of like interesting.
Intrigue, yeah.
As opposed to standing next to it and drooling on their fender.
I don't think I'd fit, so drooling wouldn't.
Yeah, you're awful big for a Tesla. Yeah. So if you're feeling okay about yourself and what you have, I saw an interesting article in a magazine. I don't know where in the heck I was. Oh, I was getting my car fixed. And it was, I don't know, Red Book or something. And it said, feeling rich on $50,000 a year. And then they had an article about that. And then it said, feeling rich on $75,000 a year. And they had an article on that. And then feeling rich on $100,000 a year. And they had a little article on that, right? And the articles were all about how people had what they had, enjoyed what they had. And if they wanted to go on a outing, they could go on a picnic. Or some people could fly to San Francisco, or some people could fly to Paris. Depends if you got your own jet or not. So it has to do with how you relate to what you have. And if you have plans to get more, some people have plans to get less. Because some people are owned by their possessions. Years ago, when I was interested in sailing, I got to thinking about, you buy a boat. And well, that's not so bad, $600, right? But then you got to have a trailer, you got to have a motor, and you got to have a parking place for the damn trailer and the boat, and you got to have storage for it, and you got to have license and all like that sort of thing. And if you have a motor that comes off, then you got to have a 55-gallon drum to stick it in to clean it after it comes out of the salt water, and the. So it isn't the boat. It's what makes the boat work. It's all the stuff around it. So the maintenance is something else again. So if you got a, years ago we had a Volkswagen, and I did my own monkey wrench on the Volkswagen. That was easy. You know, points, plugs, distributor. Now, I take my car in, they plug it into a computer, and I'm going, I can't do that. I can't do that anymore. Computer for car maintenance, right? And they plug it in, and it gives you 1,001 checks, just bang, 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 on things that would take years to develop before, like in a Volkswagen or something. But the computer tells you right now whether you're good to go or not. So things get complex, and it depends on how you deal with what you own and whether what you own owns you or not. The sense of independence I had when I could do my own monkey wrenching on a Volkswagen meant we could drive down to Mexico, and I had spare tools, and things go heads up on me. I can change plugs or points or, you know, carry a set of points and plugs with me.
You were dangerous.
I was dangerous then, yeah. But now, if I go to Mexico and the car goes, I'm going, oh, God, what do I do?
You're captive to whoever you pull into.
I look in the manual, and it goes, your nearest Honda dealer is Guadalajara.
Yeah.
I go, how far am I from Guadalajara? About $600.
Yeah.
That's how far you are from Guadalajara. Yeah. And then how do I speak to these people? Well, Lucy speaks Spanish, so I'm home free there. But still, can't fix it myself. So that involves then how you depend on other people, whether it's you're happy with 50 grand a year, going to the beach with the kids, or whether it's flying everybody to Disneyland. So it has to do with how you make yourself happy, and money in and of itself has a minimum need for food, clothing, shelter, safety, health, medicine, that sort of thing. After that, then you start getting some excess income, disposable income, which then you can spend on a new Tesla or a new Ferrari or a new Volkswagen, depending on where you want to spend your bucks. So envy has to do with wanting something that you don't have, a thing. And if things make you happy, you're in trouble, because there's always another thing.
Newest, latest, greatest.
What's what? The newest, latest, greatest. Yeah, exactly.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Lou Quimby.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Lou, the concept of envy is one thing. How does that get balanced with having goals?
So well, again, this goes
degrees?
To... goals are... that's part of who am I, where am I going, how am I going to get there? And you can do that functionally, and you can do it dysfunctionally. If you do it with envy, that means you want to take something away from somebody else. Now you get into a big control struggle. Telling you about those three things that kids learn growing up, ABC, affection, belonging, and control. And if they don't have their own sense of affection and belonging to themselves, to their family, for example, then they develop control struggles. And one of the easiest things to do on the playground at school is grab somebody else's toy. And then you feel better because you got the bat, and now I can dictate the game. Well, somebody goes, okay, you keep the bat. Here's the ball. Now you got the bat and the ball. We're going to go over here, and we're going to play soccer. And the guy goes, oh, damn.
Yeah, didn't work
out
well.
Screwed. That didn't work out. But people with self-esteem will just quietly go away and start another game of a different thing. So you got the bat and the ball. Wow, and it's a Spalding too, man. You know, top rate. So what? You're not going to do anything. You don't have a team. So it isn't about the stuff. It's about, can you lead people? Can you be a team player? Can you take a break and laugh and scratch and enjoy other things besides the game? Are you well-rounded? That sort of thing. That's one of the reasons why parents want kids to have lots of different experiences. You know, like sports, music, art, education, STEM classes, et cetera, et cetera. But then that can go too far, too. I know parents who are driving their kids around all day Saturday, and then they go to church on Sunday, and then they collapse Sunday afternoon. Or maybe there's a little homework they got to clean up for Monday morning. So there's never any downtime to speak of, right? If people are on the go, 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 go. So if you have goals, you have to look at the five ways that people are affected: physically, emotionally, intellectually, socially, and spiritually. And they need to be in some balance. And if they're not in balance, then people get a little lopsided. And if a kid's driven with school and straight A's from parents' dictates and after-school activities and evening homework and Saturday, Sunday, blah, 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 then they may slip into some easy resolution of the stress of not being able to say no to their parents. And then that's where sex, drugs, and rock and roll often comes in, is it's a fast, quick, easy way out, drugs. And they get a brief interlude of no stress. And then they got to hide that, of course. And then after a while,
compounding the stress.
Hiding it doesn't work, and it gets worse and worse. Then they go, I just can't do a thing with my teenager. I provide him with everything. Oops. Really? How about talk? What do you mean talk? Do you talk to him? I don't have time. I just give him the money to go to his classes, his extra classes. I give him the car. Really? Does he drink and drive? I don't know. Oops. So a large part of, you're talking about goals and envy, has to do with what kids grow up with about what is worthwhile. We're talking about values now. What's worthwhile? And if you see a Tesla running down the street, you can admire it, but you don't have to want it.
Yeah, it was just kind of cool that there was one in town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe two. I guess.
And where's the nearest battery station for that Tesla?
Yeah.
You have to drag your extension cord with you. Put it on a flatbed to San Francisco to get it charged up. And then there's that, too. That's the maintenance part of you buy a boat, and then you got to do the trailer and the motor and the.
So how do you, as a parent or grandparent or concerned adult, try to develop that balance between drive, motivating, pushing, accepting risk, trying these things out, versus downtime equals all the time, and hiding out and doing computer games independently by yourself for 10 hours a day?
Yeah. So this would be for parents, whether or not you know how to talk to your kids. I say that parents have two jobs: provide food, clothing, and shelter, do your homework, and the second job is paying attention to a child's personhood, which means inquiring about with a child, how do you think, how do you feel, what's important to you, why do you like this, not that, why do you hate your math teacher, but you like your social studies teacher, got a boyfriend, bring him home for milk and cookies, got a girlfriend, bring her home for milk and cookies, we'll talk, chat, visit, play games in the afternoon, whatever. But that means listening to a child. And frequently, when parents hear, I don't wanna, they get rigid and locked up, and they go, I don't care if you wanna or not, you're gonna. And they don't understand or listen to why a child don't wanna. Now, sometimes, when a kid says, I don't wanna, that's exactly what it is. It's just a stubborn, arbitrary, capricious. Anybody who's had two-year-olds knows, I don't wanna. But we're talking now about different issues. If you say to a two-year-old, why don't you want to, sweetheart? You're not going to go anywhere, right? But we're talking now about early teens. Yeah, well, latency age is pretty good, too. Kid gets to be 7, 8. They often can be quite verbal in telling you why they don't want what you want them for. So if you're going for balance with a child's, say, educational exposure, and you want them to do music, art, they may or may not have talent.
Or explore it.
But if they have the experience a little bit, then they've had the experience of maybe a drawing class or a painting class, maybe a drama class. And you never know when kids take fire. Sometimes they take fire with a music class. They play an instrument for the first time. And you buy them a flute, and they hate the flute. Don't do that. You rent the flute, right?
Just one of the kazoos. You remember the kazoos, right? Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. $5, you're happy there.
Kazoo and a piece of wax paper, you're home.
Comes a memory after the 6 months.
Or wax paper and a comb, and you're home free.
KINS, News and Information Time is 8:43. We'll be back with more from Luke Lundy.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:47. We're back, final couple of moments with Lou Quimby. Lou, if folks are looking for barometers to sense if the relationship they have with their kid or grandkid is one that is productive for both or meaningful for both, is there a way to avoid the here's your car, you know, see you tomorrow morning syndrome that some parents have?
Well, one of the ways I measure that is the freedom for questioning each other. If children ask questions of parents and parents answer them the best they can, then that increases a child's sense of freedom about inquiry about the world, relationships, questions they have on their mind. If they ask a question, they go, well, that's silly, and they're dismissed, well, then they go inside, or they go into a book, or they go on the internet, or they go to their friends and their peers, or they go to the playground. Sometimes they don't do anything at all. They just go inside, and it never gets investigated or asked about, right? Then they get into outside of the family playground, 16, 17, 18, 19. Well, you can get into all sorts of trouble with power, competition, control, sex, drugs, drinking. If they don't have any way to explore the consequences of how they think, how they feel, what they believe, what the alternatives are, right? So if kids don't know how to deal with mad, sad, glad, scared, stress, interactivity, competition, envy, jealousy, if they don't have ways to explore that, deal with that, look at that, get some perspective on that, then they're left with their own devices. And part of the job that parents have is to provide children with other alternative devices, grown-up devices, socially acceptable devices for how to deal with their conflicts.
Gradations so, instead of yes, no?
Yeah. So that's, I look for how comfortable parents and kids are in talking about the realities. And being able to talk without huge judgment. I mean, everybody's judgmental some, but being able to talk without shutting each other down, without doing angry, blame, or criticism, which is ABC, angry, blame, and critical. That's the three ways, guaranteed 100%, to shut down a discussion or to turn a discussion into an argument. It's anger, blame, and criticism. It works every time. It's guaranteed. One of the few guarantees I make, but if you want to stop a rational discussion, just do anger, blame, or criticism, and it'll turn.
Or come to the end of the show.
See you around. Yeah. Nice chatting with you.
Thanks for coming by. We've been Talking Shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Join us Monday morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day.